From KUOW, it's The Record with Steve Scherer. I'm Marcy Silman. Okay, admit it, you may have overindulged just a tad over the holidays. Luckily, that food hangover is not permanent. Getting over excess sugar, fat, and alcohol is not always hard to do. Maybe a little hard, but not always a hardship. Food writer Sarah Dickerman usually comes in to talk about how to cook great tasting meals, and today is no exception, but the focus is January 2nd, and it's the start of Sarah Dickerman's Food Lover's Cleanse, which is written with a nutritionist and posted on Bon Appetit magazine website. And it's great to have you here. You're ready? You started? You're cleansing?
I just got started this morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Before we talk about all the ways that you can cleanse your system, what is the Food Lover's Cleanse and how did it come into being?
It's very funny. It sort of has become something of itself. Originally, I had done a critique of diet books purely for their flavor. Like, mm-hmm. I just cooked recipes and said, do these taste good? Do these not taste good? And I did that for Slate. And then an editor at Bon Appetit saw that I'd done that and asked, well, would you be willing to put your criticisms on the line and put together a program? So we put together a two-week interactive program that was 4 years ago.
This is
the fourth year, yeah. And it's gotten more sophisticated since then. I now write all the recipes. I used to cull from other places, and I wrote all the recipes. We tested them in the Bon Appetit kitchen, and there's breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks.
And dessert.
And dessert, which are very modest desserts, I have to warn everyone.
Well, I was going to ask you how it evolved. I found this before I even knew you because, you know, it's hard, especially if you work outside your home, but even if you're at home working, you're baking things, people are giving you things, mm-hmm. and you're kind of, at a certain point, it is a bit like a hangover when you've got all this stuff in your system. So are there sort of foundational principles of the Food Lover's Cleanse?
Yes, there are. So there's my, like, sort of principally hedonistic issues, which are that food should taste great. There's no reason just because you're eating healthy food that you know has a lot more vegetables, a lot more whole grains, that it shouldn't taste great. You may need to learn how to cook them, or you may need to know, hey, this needs like a shower of delicious fresh herbs in it in order to really wake up the flavors. Otherwise, it kind of all tastes like, you know, earthy, dirty flavors. You know, you need these extra flavors, the lemon zest and wonderful things that are coming in into the markets now that taste really great. So the main principles are no refined sugars, no refined flours, lower amounts of lean meats or all vegetable meals sometimes. Almost no dairy. We do use some cultured dairy to keep those nice cultures going in your body, which are really good for you. So we do use some Greek yogurt. And I think that's the large part. Oh, and very low alcohol consumption. We couldn't quite say none because we know everyone every now and then needs a glass of wine.
I know you've promised a cocktail party in there, and I've looked ahead. So these are the general parameters. I know that there's a nutritionist attached to this mm-hmm. project as well. So I believe it's a female nutritionist,
yes.
So I'll call her. What are you attempting to do with her? What's her role?
She sort of, you know, we set it up now quite a few years ago. So now I know most of the principles, and I try to just come up with really delicious meals. But I make sure she looks everything over, make sure that things look like they're healthy and appropriate. And, you know, it's more or less based on me. And so I'm sort of an early middle-aged, active, but not, you know, triathlete level woman. So we sort of built it around my life. You know, if you're a 6'5" guy, you may need
more
food.
But not different food.
Not necessarily different food, unless you have an allergy or something. So we try to be flexible, and we encourage people to, you know, if they can't find something in a grocery store, you know, to swap it out. I'll be putting a post up today about, you know, substitutions are fine. We give you step by step if you want it, but if you want to do some substitutions, we have substitutions available.
So over the four years of writing these things, what's the biggest change in terms of writing the recipes that you've got?
Oh, that's a good question. I've tried to simplify over the years. You know, I love to complicate things.
I have to say, you did warn in the magazine, the whole thing is online at bonappetit.com. Mm-hmm. You can find all the principles. But there was an article, an actual article in the January issue of the magazine,
that's
where
right.
you said, it's you do have to go into the kitchen and do things.
Right.
I mean, it's not fast food.
No, because I'm trying to remind people also that the best way to control how healthy your food is to cook it yourself. Now, of course, once this is done, I'll go back to restaurants. But for 2 weeks, I'm taking a break and just sort of controlling what I'm eating. And if it works for you, 100%, that's great. Or if you can do it, 80% of it, it's great. Or just pick and choose.
What's the hardest part of doing this cleanse, do you think?
Oh, for me, it's definitely lack of improvising because I am a very jazzy cook.
Wait, so you told us we can improvise, but you can't.
I'm trying to follow it as we wrote it just so that, readers can rely on me and know that I'm really doing it. You can improvise, but I take it upon myself to try to do the whole thing exactly.
Now, I have to say that I do improvise, but there were four kind of sauce recipes,
yes,
and condiment recipes that were in the magazine. So I made one, and I highly recommend it. It was tahini watercress, which was a little bit hard to find, mint, mm-hmm, parsley, lemon, and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And I watered it down, and I have to say people are probably no vampires near Marcy because the garlic is coming out of my pores. Mm-hmm. But it does change the food to just put a little bit of something saucy.
Right. We use a lot of condiments in the program just to help boost flavors like that. And you could use spinach if you couldn't find watercress.
Oh, that's good to know. So Sarah Dickerman will be blogging about this, and you can find that a link at our website, kuow.org, and a link to all the recipes and what other people have to say who are doing the cleanse with you.
Yes.
So it's a challenge. Sarah, thanks so much. Always great to see you. Happy New Year to you, and good luck.
Thank you.
It is The Record on KUOW.